right, continuing the conversation. So good to have you here. What a weekend it was. Sun and snow and then sun and then snow. Strange weekend weather-wise here. Schizophrenic. So it is. All right, so speaking about schizophrenic, this back and forth on TikTok. I mean, you can be schizophrenic and be on TikTok and be really popular. Apparently, some of the things I've seen. Charles Sauer is an author, economist, president of the Market Institute. He's joining me now to discuss TikTok and paranoia and what it really means. Charles, good to have you.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Do you have a TikTok account? Are you a TikToker?
I have a TikTok account. I have posted, I believe, only one video. I'm more of a TikTok watcher. I just don't think in the TikTok like video frame, but I think it's a great platform.
All right, so I think maybe I have a TikTok. I don't know. I don't pay much attention to it. You know, I'll see him come in on a text message. Somebody will send me a TikTok. It's whatever it is. TikTok, controlled by the Chinese, is a threat to national security, people say, because China can glean tremendous amounts of data of what I watch, what I do, what I'm interested in. And look, that's true of a lot of things I do. The internet, my phone. I get in my car and Chevrolet turns me into the insurance company, apparently, I've learned. So there's a lot of surveillance of me going on. Is TikTok the concern that people think it is? Should it be?
I don't think it is. In fact, I think it's a lifeboat. It's something that we can do if we were forced. It's like the idea of having a gun. If we need to stand up against our government, we have the ability to own a gun. For me, if every social media account is owned by U.S. companies, then that lifeboat can always be taken away. And so what we saw in the Arab Spring is the ability to use Twitter gave people the ability to speak with each other. We've seen it in the Russia and Ukraine war, the ability of Ukraine to get videos out that we can all see and kind of rally behind them. And in this case,
well, there was some language. Facebook. There was some language here, Charles, in the TikTok bill that I took to mean basically, if the government thinks that it's being used for a nefarious effort, they can shut it down. Well, that's not what we don't want the TikTok bill to mean. They can pull the plug on Twitter or X, if you prefer, because they don't like Elon Musk or the fact that there's real conversations going on there that didn't used to happen because they let free speech actually exist on X now. So I didn't like the language of the bill, particularly. Are you with me on that? Well, I don't know if he's with me or not. I think that we've lost him for just a moment. Hey, we'll get him back. It's no big deal. He froze up a little bit there. That happens sometimes. Charles Sauer will be right back. Don't you worry. But I'll be honest with you. I think that free speech is incredibly important. I see his point about if it's all owned by American companies. All right, so Charles, let me ask you. I didn't like some of the language that was in there that said, hey, the government, if they didn't like what you were doing, they could pull the plug on a social media platform. I don't like that. What do you say?
Yeah, well, in the bill, they call it that they're going after foreign adversaries. And so I proposed in a large center-right movement meeting that maybe they could just say they could go after political adversaries. And honestly, we've seen this before, right? They've tried to kick One American News out of the White House. They've gone after One American News in different ways. Now that Elon owns Twitter, the left has been attacking Twitter. We see attacks on any platform that the political majority doesn't agree with. And I don't think that that's the place that we want to be. And especially, I think, when we're talking about our foreign adversaries, that can honestly be a good thing. That can be someplace where we can be a part of.
We know. Here's one headline for you from today. Google has interfered with elections 41 times the last 16 years because Google has so much control over information. We know that the American government and the Biden administration, among others, were going right in the back door of Twitter at the time and Facebook and Instagram saying, no, we don't want this total censorship because of government control. I don't want to give the government more control with this TikTok bill. I guess that's where I am. I think proceed with caution would be a position where I am today.
Look, we have all been attacking China for their giant internet firewall for years. We know that that's a bad thing. It means that the Chinese citizens don't know about the atrocity that their government is actually committing. They don't know what is going on in the outside world. And when the U.S. government looks to shut down what we can hear, which is a part of free speech, Free speech is about being able to go into a public square and say something. It's also about being able to go to that same public square and listen to something. So when they shut down a major way for us to get information, no matter whether they agree with it or not, I think that's a problem. And when they're talking about data, they can shut down the government data that all of these foreign governments seem to have infinite access to, like our Medicare data, like our top secret clearances applications. This information has been breached over and over and over again. If they really are scared of China and data, they should shut down that first and then possibly look at protecting our so-called national security by limiting what we can do and see on the internet.
Yeah. You know, there's a, you know, I understand the concern. I do. I recognize that and I appreciate it. I think you do, based on your conversation here, Dan, recognize and appreciate the concern. But I don't think this bill is the way to get it done. I'll give you the last word.
This bill is definitely not the way to get it done. Fortunately, our founders saw fit to set up the House of Representatives, which is a hot tea cup, and that gets to be cooled in the cooling tea saucer of the Senate. So hopefully the Senate asks these tough questions, actually takes the time to debate the bill, and comes to the same conclusion that we have.
Charles Sauer, thank you for being here today. Greatly appreciate it. Good conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. If you agree with that, let me know at stevegruber.com. If you don't, let me know at stevegruber.com. Remember to check out America's Farm Market. It's Patriot Foods. Find the best meat, produce, and products, all 100% American-made. Patriot Foods now offers lots of organic options, including the best fruits and vegetables you can find, fresh and frozen. If it's organic you want, Patriot Foods has you covered. For the high-quality meats, they've got that, too. Low-line Angus beef, Berkshire pork, which your family will love and thank you for. We have to look out for each other. We have to look out for the American farmer. PatriotFoods.com is all American farmers. By the way, a free pound of blueberries with certain purchases today. Big special. Free blueberries today at PatriotFoods.com and use the promo code Gruber. You'll save 10% more. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber. Free blueberries.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college.